You are listening to Troy and Tyler on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We are a weekly trucking podcast, and all we talk about is trucking-related material and trucking only. Tyler, tell them how they can find us.
Yeah, you can definitely find us on TalkCDL.com, our number one spot. Also, Facebook.com/TalkCDL to listen to the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting app that you want. You can find us there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode. Who do we got here with us today? I've never met her before here.
We've got Miss Ruth Ann. I'd say hi, Ruth Ann.
Hi.
All right. Well, look, let's start off by saying we got Ruth Ann with us, and Ruth Ann is my wife. And I wanted to... don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody except the audience. But let me tell you this. The reason I brought you on today is because I wanted to have a real moment about the truth of being married to the bad part. You see, we can all sit around and say how great our marriages are, and you and I do have a good marriage. We've been together for quite a long time. I was out on the road while you were home. Right? In fact, you were on the road with me, and you were out there doing your thing too. What did you say, Tyler?
I thought you said something about your 50-year anniversary.
yeah, Tyler. Anyways, but what I really wanted to talk to you about today, and you know, we've talked about, you know, the positive things are about being married to a trucker is, you know, it's a good life. It's an honest job, and we worked hard together while I was out in the road. You were at home taking care of the things at home. Obviously, if something got broke, you had to fix it, correct?
Yeah.
You know, if someone needed to pick up a shovel, it was you.
Because I was. Man, you're telling her all these compliments and stuff. It's just, listen.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to fall, right?
No, plead the fifth because it's about to be an interrogation. Okay, let's get to tearing her apart. Okay, I'm excited for this.
You want to tear her down?
I remember, because you were gone and like the grass has to be cut. I was pregnant with our hunter, and I'm riding on the lawnmower cutting the grass because the boys were too young to get out and cut the grass at the time.
Did you ever ask me? Did you ask me to cut the lawn?
Okay.
Tyler, you're a five.
Okay.
I can do it.
Now listen, guys, listen up. You know, these are fun times we're talking about, but what I'd really like to talk about is the negative times.
The negatives?
Yeah. Now you were married to an over the road trucker, which was me. And you know, I want to have a raw interview here, and I want to put myself out there for everybody, and if ridicule is there, ridicule is there. Right. I, you know, I'm fine with that. Okay. Watch, I'll end up killing her.
Okay.
It's on the air. It's on the air.
The CIA just interviews people too, right? All right. I got it.
All right. So, but what I'm getting at is, like, for example, you know, when I would come home, okay. So, you know, so some of my questions would be the negatives of being married to an over the road truck driver. Number one, obviously, you know, and, you know, I've often said things like this on the air that, you know, I appreciated a good woman at home being able to raise the family. We had a bunch of children and, you know, you were sitting there 24/7 raising the children because we homeschooled you. Well, you homeschooled. And so your conversation consisted of kid conversations. So, you know, 2 weeks without.
Now this is starting to get insulting to me. Are my conversations not good enough for you, Ruth Ann?
Okay, you were at home with kid conversations, mm-hmm. and you know, the cell phone was pretty much not really in existence yet. It was
not
barely
yet, no.
Coming out. And so you really didn't have anything to do but run the house.
Right.
And I appreciated that. But I got to be honest with you.
Here it comes, Ty.
No. This is really, let me be honest, you don't really appreciate it as much until you actually go and come home and really see what you had to go through. I could be, a driver can be out there on the road going, yeah, she's taking care of the house. She's a good woman, yada, yada, yada. But you really don't realize how much you really did do until you're part of that.
No, actually, I think the drivers were probably thinking, or at least me, I don't know if you were at the time, but it's, what do you mean? She's at home, sitting at home, not having to work. I'm out here busting my butt, driving all the, they don't look at the other option. No. They don't look at the fact that, yeah, at that point I was mom and dad because I had a, you know, two boys and a girl and pregnant with the other one, trying to make sure that they are. And at that time we didn't homeschool. We had kids in sports. We had kids in dance. We had kids going to school. So there was a lot of that stuff that I had to do, plus do the maintenance of the home that I had to do, the, you know, all that other stuff. And you would, because cell phones weren't in existence, you know, it's not like I can carry my phone with me. So I would get a call from you either in the morning or in the evening when you were between your loads or whatever you were doing. And if I wasn't home, I missed that call. I got it on voicemail, or not voicemail, but on my answering machine that, you know, you have to hit rewind or play, one of those old fashioned things. That's what you, we had at that time. It wasn't, you know,
well, for the record, we can still rewind and fast forward our voicemails.
No, this was an answering machine.
Well, all I'm hearing from this is that your kids were just a nuisance and that we were so much to take care of. Troy didn't want to come home because he realized that it was a pain at the house. He just wanted to get back on the road. Why am I even here?
Tyler, they know I'm not Troy anymore. Now you can say dad. But now listen, hey, but in all sincerity, no, that's not what she's saying, Tyler, that the kids were a nuisance. But think about this. Can you imagine 10, 14 plus days all year around, your spouse is home for two days, and now the next 14 days, all you get is all your whole conversation consists of, no, hey, put that ball down, stop picking on your brother, hey, stop doing that, I'm hungry, I want this, I want, you know, that's 14 days 24/7. That's what your mother put up with.
No, my favorite was Preston. Do not throw the ball in the house. Tyler, do not throw the ball in the house. Smash. Did I tell you boys not to throw the ball in the house?
Hey, you know, and speaking of, while I was gone the one time, you remember when him and his cousin shot out 22 windows on our barn?
Listen, yep. this is
him
about,
and Zachary Tyler.
This is about wives, okay?
Well, not about this is, but now she had to put up with that because now your mother had to come out one day and see all the barn windows shot out with BB guns because you and your cousin shot them.
No. That was on Thanksgiving. You were already home. I remember this. Trust me. I had 20-some spankings to remember this.
Let me tell you a little secret. The day you guys did it, I was not home because it took me like 3 months to catch up to Zachary.
You know, it all just blends in my mind, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he wasn't home. I had to deal with the people that rented the barn come over and tell me, do you know what happened to the windows? And I'm like, what do you mean? And that's when we found out that
you guys were target practicing
through interrogation. That, you know,
they should have put that many
two of the boys
the
were
building,
smashing barn windows.
Hey, I love how your interview is turning into a beating on Tyler. Like,
all right, I'll move on. I'll tell you one of the downfalls.
Well, I was going to ask you a question. What's in my mind? You hold your thought. Let me ask you this: was it tough for real missing your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured it was.
But it was a break too. Like when he left, it was like a break too, right?
Tyler's smiling. And we'll go.
Honestly, I'll tell you. When your spouse is gone for that long, the downfalls is when you are dealing with everything else that you have to deal with being the mom and dad. I mean, single parents have the same thing. The differences are it's certain things that are different. But you're gone, and all I want to do is wait for, I'm waiting for you to come home so that you could be there for me. And when you do get home as an over the road driver, you have a day that you, when you first walk in the door, I wanted that hug. I wanted to say, hey, I wanted to.
And tell him what I would do.
Get away from me. I have to, you had to unwind. You had to like deprogram.
I had to. And I could be honest with you. I regret that now because all you want to do is give me a big hug walking in the door. And you were like, I was like, yo, don't even touch me. I don't even want to be near anybody because like I'm just getting out of the truck. I'm running like a nutbag because you know how I drive. And then, you know, like a nutbag. And then so I get out of the truck and there you are wanting to just say, hey, I love you. And there I am. And I don't know if a lot of over the road truck drivers do that or not, but I just wanted to just sit down and just realize, oh my God, I'm home. My gosh. And I know it probably was it was a bugger to you.
Is this my interview or yours?
It's your interview, but okay. I'm confessing that I felt bad about it.
I think, you know, what I think this is it's becoming is, like, we need Dr. Phil here. This is really kind of just becoming...
He's not even a doctor. He's, like, not a doctor of, like, anything in particular. He's got a PhD in, like, nonsense.
I think it's psychology. Dr. Phil.
I think it's in psychology.
But, you know, here's the thing, though. You come home and that's what I'd like. But, okay, you drove for 2 weeks... You came home and you're really only home for 2 days. That one, you know, when you first come home, it's the deprogramming, the decompressing of being on the road. And then when you know you're about to leave, like Sunday morning, it's all starting where you're all wired again. So really, I had only a few hours of you acting like a normal person because that's what, that's how you were. It was the decompressing when you first came home, the anxiety that you got knowing you had to leave. And, you know, I wanted to hit you every time when you'd get all cranky and you'd say, I know I'm going to be away from my family for 2 more weeks. I can't stand doing
it. I hated it. This
is where it goes with Tyler. When Tyler said it's a little break at that point, I'm like, you got to get out because you're being a total jerk right now. And I couldn't wait for you to leave at that point only because you're so cranky. It was easier. Yeah. When you're on the road, but of course you're driving down the driveway and, you know, we're dropping you off at your rig. And I was at that point depressed because now I know you're going to be gone for 2 more weeks. So
how about, you know, this is just bringing up total memories, right? So how about, you know, how do you handle the facts, you know, sometimes when you're the wife and you gotta like keep your children away from like maybe a bunch of presents for like 7 hours? Like how does the stress of that
see, now you what you guys are doing now, you're telling inside jokes and nobody out there is getting this.
Okay,
so you might want to explain what the inside joke is between mom
Tyler, do you
want
to explain it from the kid, from the,
you know,
the,
honestly, it was all a blur to me because all I remember is shiny presents that I couldn't open. So you go ahead and have the pleasure of telling them about my torturous childhood.
Okay. I actually have that on video, but basically it was Christmas and we celebrated Christmas, actually Christmas Eve. And we were waiting for Troy to get home. And he was running late because he got stuck wherever he was. And
well, that was Christmas, right?
Yeah. So we're waiting for
him. Who was I driving for at the time? Do you remember?
Elderlight.
Really? I was doing caskets?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're waiting for you to for him to come home. And I wouldn't let the kids open their gifts because Dad wasn't home yet.
So was that hard for you as a trucker wife or?
Well, at the time, I thought it was very humorous, personally.
It was harder for you,
Cause,
Tyler.
Because you and Preston would come, and you'd look under the tree, and you're like, oh, man. And you was trying to count.
So when
how
did
many
I get
gifts.
Home that year? When did I get home?
What was it like? You were supposed to be home in the morning, and you didn't get home till like 2 in the afternoon?
All I remember is it was super late, and I only bring that up because this is like a memory that's in my mind. And you
so
know,
that was a trucker's Christmas.
Christmas, you know?
His kids had to wait until he got home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
Christmas
but night. But oh. The reason I wanted to make it is because, you know, this is the title of the show is The Negatives of Being a Trucker Wife, but, you know, because we don't have any children interviews, aside from myself, I'm on show all the time, it's the family that's affected here, but the wife is the only one that's there to take care of the family while the trucker is gone. So, you know, all these things play full circle, but you know, that has to be, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things that are in my mind. So I don't know. What are the rest of the questions? These are blasts of the past.
Well, I Ruthann went to, she started saying that one of the negatives to being married to a truck driver over the road was, and I cut her off. What was that going to be? Do you remember? Did you lose it? Okay, it's official.
No, I mean, well, here's the thing. Okay, we're pregnant with Hunter.
Okay.
And
by the way, I don't go for that wee stuff. You were pregnant.
Okay, yeah. I was dealing with the whole thing.
I was never
pregnant. But here's the thing. Nowadays, most people get to, like, it's very big for the father to be at all the appointments. They get the ultrasound. They're there for all of it. And I was just hoping that you would be there for the birth because – I was worried that you were going to be gone while she was being born. So that was when you're married to an over the road driver and you're not only already have children, but you're pregnant with a child. that make, you know, all you want to do is hope that they're there for the birth of the child, because you're, they're not there for your monthly appointments to see everything else, hear the heartbeats. There's none of that. Now they have those apps that you can put on your stomach that, you know, that the dad can now hear the heartbeat that way.
So all the over the road truckers out there now can hear the baby's heartbeat into your apps. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. In case any of you truck drivers out there don't know about this, there's Miss Ruth Ann is telling us, and maybe Tyler will look it up before the end of the show, and we can put it up there on the show as a show link.
Ask Sabrina.
But there's actual apps to where all you OTR drivers, when your wives get ultrasounds, they're called.
Yeah, well,
you can see the actual heart beating. You could be in California and the baby's heart's beating in Pennsylvania.
No, you just totally screwed it up.
Why?
It's an app that they place on their stomach. Mm-hmm. It's their phone. And what happens is the microphone from the phone is picking up the baby's heartbeat. And it's an app that they can have on their, I don't know if it's just iPhone, or I'm sure, you know, a Droid can have it too. But it's not as their sonogram or anything. Nowadays at the ultrasounds and stuff, they actually will let you take your flash drive in and they'll put all the pictures on the flash drive and they could take them home. We didn't have that when we were.
Okay, sweet. But, so, all right. So here's another question for you.
Okay.
It's a question, kind of a question and a statement at the same time. Back then, I didn't. And again, I'm just putting myself out there, just being honest. You know, the older you get, the more you look back at things and you can know how you were, if you're honest with yourself. Most people, some people are, some people are not. So I look back, I'm an over-the-road driver. I come home every 2 weeks. And I'm pretty sure when I would walk in the house after, you know, the next morning or whatever, I'm pretty sure I would probably bark orders as if I've been there for the last 2 weeks. And expecting you to have things done certain ways when really I'm not even really part of that. That had to be a little trying on you. It also is that true, or was I not a little overbearing at times?
Honey, you're,
I'm being honest.
You've always had that personality where it has to, you know, where you have to give the order.
Well, I understand.
But back then, yeah, it was very difficult when you would come in and you're like, why is this like that? Why is this way? I want it done this way. And like you said, you weren't even there to be part of me planting the flower garden or to arrange the living room or whatever the case might be. So when you would come home and I would have to bite my tongue and try and not have you control that portion of it or make you happy too. That was, it was a difficult.
Right. And the reason I'm bringing this stuff up is because, you know, we're obviously on the air, and I suspect that, you know, this is a typical thing with truckers. And I don't think I'm probably the only guy that came home after being out in the road for a couple of weeks and barks orders. Oh, why'd you arrange it like that? Why'd you do it this way? Why'd you do that? You know, da-da-da-da-da-da. And not really taking in consideration all the wife has been going through, raising the kids and disciplining the kids and changing the diapers. And then, like you said, digging the garden, or if a water pipe breaks, trying to fix that or whatever you did, you know, you don't realize. And that's why I said, I want to put myself out there for this also. And I'm hoping that maybe some drivers out there can relate to this and realize that, you know, you could actually be putting a strain. I don't know that it put a strain on her marriage. I don't know back then. I don't know how you felt about that, but I guess it had to be a little saddening and frustrating having a guy gone for 2 weeks, walk in the house and then say to you, hey, you know, what are you doing here? Why aren't you doing it this way? Why? When I only got 2 days with you, you know what I mean? I'm going to be home for 2 days and I'm bitching, you know, half the time. And of course my excuse was always, man, I'm just sound wound up from the road. And then, of course, you know, when I had to go and get on the road, like you were pointing out before, it sucked because, you know, you're leaving your family behind for another couple of weeks. And I'll be honest with you, I hated that. But that's no excuse is really what I'm getting at. And back then I used it as an excuse. Now I look back and I feel bad about it.
I think when, like, there's some things that I don't think everybody realized. Now, I know you did it on the rare occasions that you're home during the week or even on a Friday when you did get home a little early, you know, one of the questions that you would say to the kids is your homework done? And I think if when on those occasions that you're actually home earlier or midweek when you were able to swing by and you're doing homework with the kids and then you want to get involved in it, that is probably testing because you're kind of in your own rhythm and your own groove. You and the kids are set on how you're doing their homework with them or their routine. And then when you come in and it kind of changes it, it makes, you know, a lot of things screwed up that way. So that kind of makes it difficult too, is when you're set in a routine that you do. And then, you know, dad comes home and the routine automatically is getting a little switched up because dad happens to be there.
Right.
But
I mess up the routine. The over the road trucker comes in and he messes up the routine of the last 2 weeks. And I understand that now. See, back then you're going, what do you mean? I'm the big bear here. I'm going to come in here and I'm part of this family and I better be part of the routine. And you kind of have that mentality. But then when you step back and you look at the whole situation, really wasn't fair to you guys. It really wasn't. I mean that. So, you know, the only regret I have is I didn't kick Tyler's ass a little more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just can't wait till you're in a retirement home or something like that. Cause trust me, you're not staying in my mansion once I, you know, become a millionaire at some point in my life.
But mommy does.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fine. You're fine. I got like a nice little crawl space for you to live in. Don't worry. I'll get you some
knitting
material.
The big joke could be on you someday. We have to change our diapers. So
didn't you just hear me? I said in a nursing home. They get paid like $30,000 a year or something like that to change your diapers.
I tell you what, if you're in a mansion, if you make that much money, go right ahead and you can put me in a nice, extravagant, luxurious country club for old people.
You know, when I get really senile, I want you to find the dispatcher I hate it the most and just drop me off at his door. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got another question for you, Ruthann. And I was trying to think of how I wanted to do this interview, but I got a big one. Here's something you probably thought I'd never even bring up. And look, this, a lot of drivers I know can relate to this, and a lot of men can relate to this.
Oh gosh, here it comes. La 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 la.
How about the phone calls, the paranoia accusations? Are you cheating? How often do you think many women hear the phone calls? Okay, where were you? Okay, are you out? Are you cheating? Are guys hitting on you? And I'm not going to deny I was that guy. That had to just about...
Is there a was? Did you say was?
Come on, talk to me about that.
Well, now women have it easier with the cell phone. But like I said before, we had answering machines. So if I missed your call because I was at wrestling practice or I was at dance or I was wherever I had to be and I missed your call, that was the first thing that you would ask me when we actually got to speak was, what were you doing? Were you with anybody? And it was 10,000 questions on top of that. It's like,
yeah,
you could not understand, what am I going to do? First of all, I'm pregnant.
Well, you weren't pregnant for
not every time, but you know, okay. Yeah. Some of the times, yes, I was pregnant, but even so, I have three kids.
I planted the seed. Good. I was just good. Knock her up. I'm just kidding.
But I mean, that's the point is I couldn't, it's there. Just because you're on the road and I'm home does not mean I'm not busy with our family and taking care of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had the children. I had to take care of them. I had to do all that other stuff. The first thing in my mind is, ooh, I'm going to go and cheat on them. You know, first of all, like you said, we did have we still do have a great marriage. That's not one of my things, but the accusations that you're always doing. I'm not the one on the road with no kids and no, you know.
And I agree with you, but let me say this. And again, I've been doing a lot of thinking and I really want to put myself out there for this. And, you know, guys are probably get more insecure a lot easier, but when you're 1,000 miles away from your house and, you know what I mean? You got a hot wife and the first thing you're thinking is, is anything going on? And there's really not much you can do about it. And then when you call home and she's not there, that, you know, I understand the guys when they're doing it. And most guys would never admit to this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like I said, I'm just doing this to maybe help others, because realistically what makes you stronger is honestly is trust. And as an over the road trucker, mixed with me being a young guy out there, and a hothead, I must've drove you nuts. I must've drove you nuts. And that's why this is going to be called The Negatives of Being Married to an Over the Road Trucker, or something like that. We're going to call this. Go ahead. There's a big pause. Tony's going to be editing out.
Well, I'm trying to think of how.
No,
the
that's
best way
that's
to
a reaction. I can't edit that. Hell, I mean, she's speechless.
You're not going to edit the.
Well, like I said, I'm trying to think of the right ways to put it. First of all, you know, you said about the accusation stuff, but women are just as insecure. Men aren't the only ones that are insecure. First of all, I'm at home. I have all the kids. Pregnancy weight,
well,
or,
you said that
or
like 500
running
times.
My face all like old looking from being just tired or whatever the cases might be. But you're on the road. There's, I won't even go with the lot lizards because, you know, that's just ew. But, you know, there are, there's.
What are you laughing at?
I know there's stories.
They're respectable women, Ruthann.
They're working women. Jeez. Somebody's got to do that job.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be a lizard.
But what? The
chameleon.
What did he say?
Chameleon. All right. You're turning this X. Now, but there's stories just as much out there where guys go and the truckers are picking up their girlfriends.
Let's hear the story.
And taking them out on the road with them for 2 weeks. And the woman has no idea that this girlfriend is in the truck with her husband. Here she thinks she's off in the road. So quite truthfully, women can have just as much insecurities and be purely innocent where the men are the pig. So,
and you know what? I think the rumors and the stories is really what wears on us. You know, I'm out there on the CB and I'm talking to guys, and I'll never forget this one trucker telling me he was married to his wife for 25 years. Literally, I think I told you about that guy. Mm-hmm. 25 years, a guy came home from being over the road one day and his wife's dresser and everything was cleaned out. Guess where he found her? Living with the guy right next door. She moved in with the neighbor and just started sleeping with the guy and never came home. I mean, how horrible is that? So then, you know, the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, I better check my wife's dresser when I get home. My gosh, make sure the clothes are in there, you know? But no, it's true. And you know what? Tyler and I did a show last year. Do you remember that show, Tyler, where about cheating spouses and everything, where there was a bunch of articles out there that were talking about some women had found out that their husbands had, like you just said, maybe three or four different girlfriends in different towns. Yep. You know,
actually, and I think we had other truckers on that episode, actually. A couple other, I think there was like maybe five people on that show or something talking about that. We actually, man, we're going to have to look that up and link that in the links. But yeah, there was. Yeah. One of the truckers, I think, that was on the show or whatever had known a trucker that had like three girlfriends or whatever, and he'd stop or whatever. Yeah, that's scary. I don't know.
I bet there's one out there where you could find where one was is it polygamous, where he had wives in each in different states?
Well, I don't.
I think I've heard
that on like a 20, not a 2020, but like where, you know how I like to watch the FBI files, and it was, I think there was one where a trucker he had wives in different ones, and
Tyler's looking it up. I can see his video going.
Tyler, honestly, I really think because there was a murder.
I opened up my screen and it popped up on a scary looking fish from the Gulf. That's why my face was like that. Not related, but I am going to look it up right now. I'm going to find out what episode that is, what you guys talk about.
Put trucker polygamist. But so, okay. So there were a lot of negatives, and I just wanted to bring up the ones that nobody really talks about, you know, accusing. And I'll admit it. I've accused you 10 million times because of being a guy on the road all by himself, you know, and hearing stories myself. And, you know, it's like, okay, you're doing this. And, you know, obviously you weren't, you know, praise the Lord for that. And, you know, and I know coming home and barking the orders was, you know, I look back, and there's a lot of things that I don't like about what I was. I'm being just honest. You know, I didn't like that tough guy image that I had back then. I'm glad I'm more sensitive now.
I'm just glad I got this on recording here.
Well, like I said, I wanted to do this for drivers and their families. And, you know, I don't have no idea if this will even make the air. Tyler will probably put it out there anyways. But, you know, I wanted to do this because there's a lot of issues that, you know, being in a relationship with an over-the-road trucker, it's got, I mean, we're only just touching the tip of the iceberg here, you know, being on the road and calling in and constantly and arguing and fighting and accusing each other of cheating and then, you know, coming home and then trying to unwind. You know, we just had Ron, Trucker Ron, and his wife in the studio. And, you know, what did she say? It takes him 2 days. Because he goes out for 6 to 8 weeks.
I think she said 2 to 3 days just for him to decompress.
Well, he goes out for 6 to 8 weeks. He comes home and takes him 2 days just to get his blood pressure down. So, you know, there's that does suck being out there just constantly on the go, on the run. But at the same time, you brought up in the beginning, and I wanted to touch on this, to where a lot of drivers might be thinking, she's sitting home, she's got it made while I'm out here busting my ass making all the money. And I said that to you a million times when we were a young couple. Hey, so really the bottom line is, okay, there's many, many, many drivers out there that have that attitude of, because I'm working 80 hours a week and the paycheck is in my name, I'm King Daddy and you should be at my feet appreciating me. A lot of drivers don't realize what you ladies have gone through sitting there. You're not just sitting there. I realize that now. And I used to say, yeah, she's taking care of the kids. She's doing this, she's doing that. But let me tell you something. It's your life as a person keeping it together for the family is much, much harder than most people realize. And then on top of it, being a faithful wife, you know, add that all up, man. I'm telling you that just coming off with the, you know, you're sitting around doing nothing while I'm working my ass off. I'm gonna tell you something. That's just so wrong.
And I think it's so dependent on obviously the relationship, I feel, because there's plenty of wives that or couples that don't have kids and the wife works a full-time job and she's bringing home money too, but that trucker still might have that same, not the mentality of him taking care of the family, but that still have to decompress. And now you have that she coming at him saying, hey, I do just as much as you do, you know, and I could see that you having a double clash there. So I don't know, man, it's all around a really, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. It's not the lifestyle that I would want to live personally. And I respect truckers for having that kind of lifestyle, but just crazy, man. I mean, thankfully, I mean, not to say I got to fix what I said right there, because not to say that taking care of a bunch of kids at home isn't a full-time job. I was just saying, you know, as far as the whole, okay, I bring in the money kind of mentality, that's what I was trying to fix there.
The he-man.
Yeah, the he-man kind of personality. Because there's plenty of, you know, shoot, we know a couple that they're both truckers, right? So they both go out and they both come home different times, maybe the same time. And there's just so many different ways that people live their lives as couples. And I respect all anybody who can leave their family and then come back later on and just still have a healthy relationship. It takes a lot, especially, you know, if you're a wife that's just staying at home, taking care of everything, just ridiculous.
Yeah. And then, you know, I would, you know, you come home and you hand her two bags of laundry and expect her to do this and do that. But I will say one of the worst things you can do as a couple is say, look what I do for you, you know, and that's, I'm just throwing it out there. Like you said, you know, I was pretty bad, you know, and I suspect that some of my brother truckers might've had the same attitude of, you know, maybe the same path that I've been down. And I would tell you guys out there that it's definitely something you might want to reconsider, because later on in life, you look back and you regret it. And, you know, praise God if she stays with you. Ruthann, you got any more stuff to talk about?
Well, I think now, today's day and age, you have a lot better communications, I think, with the truckers and their wives, because they do have FaceTiming or Google Hangouts or something that they can go on to, and they can actually, you know, talk to each other a little bit more. They have texting. They have, back, you know, 20 plus years ago, there wasn't that. There wasn't the cell phones to be able to talk. You had pay phones and you were literally charging up calling cards. Do you remember them? Those calling cards you used to get?
Yeah.
Just so that you could call me, and you can only do it, you know.
Do you remember the phone dialer ad?
Yeah. Made it look like, sound like there was coins being dropped in.
I mean, that was wrong. I won't even talk about that thing, but yeah.
But I mean, yeah, there, I mean, so we had it, or I should say not just we, but anybody that was a trucker in those time frames in the 80s and early 90s and before that, it was more difficult because really, like I said, the cell phone didn't come out until what, like 97?
Well, no, I mean, yeah, that's probably about when people started getting them, yeah, more.
Well, yeah, because mid-90s. I mean, before that, they had those big old nasty bag phones. Yeah. But I mean, not everybody carried those because they were expensive and stuff. So, you know, your average truck driver didn't have that kind of stuff. You didn't get that until, you know.
And then let's talk about for a second, you know, the negatives of being out on the road with a over-the-road trucker. And I know that most likely one of them is you can't stop as much as you probably wanted to because you're the passenger. And that had to suck. I remember we used to get in the truck in Chicago and I didn't even want to stop till we got to Pennsylvania. And I know you wanted to stop a bunch of times. So, you know, that's a killer, ain't it?
Yeah. Women don't generally pee in buckets or pee in milk jugs and stuff like the guys do.
Trucker bombs.
Yes. So it was more difficult for a woman to be, you know, going down the road.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what else was negative? Do you have any more negatives? That's all I really wanted to do is discuss the negatives of, you know, being married to an over-the-road truck driver. That's really what my goal was, you know?
No, I mean, you miss out on a lot. Just, you know, as a father, you miss out on, you know, you didn't get to see some of the things that were milestones for the kids. So, I mean, as an over-the-road truck driver, there's a lot of things that you don't get to see and participate in for the kids. So
yeah, you're right. I do agree with that. That there was a bunch of stuff, you know, I missed out on. So all right. Well, hey, let's wrap this up. Tyler, how long are we into this show?
38 minutes.
No way. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Listen, some advice, Ruth Ann. Do you have any advice for young married couples that are, you know, he's an over-the-road trucker or she is, and one's at home? Do you have any advice on how to stay strong on the end of being at home? You know, because you were obviously the person at home. So give the lady some advice on what kept you strong.
Oh, well, I put myself in your shoes knowing that you weren't going to be there. You know, I thought of, okay, I know I'm missing him, but yet he's out there. I know you're still missing me. I also knew you didn't get to experience the different things with the kids. I mean, I videotaped as much as I could so you could still see them, but there is still a lot of stuff that you didn't get to see, didn't get to experience. So I had to put myself in your shoes knowing, you know, it's not as fun for you as.
So what kept you strong was trying to see things through my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's actually really good advice. I like that. Yeah. A lot of people don't do that, is say, you know, I wonder what that person's going through, and it makes you stronger only because you are putting yourself in their shoes. So let me give my advice. Okay. On my end, as the guy out on the road, for anybody that may be going through, you know, the young couple thing, you know, you're worried about her, you're worried about her cheating on you. You come home and you don't like the way the living room's arranged or whatever the case is. This is some serious advice. My advice is chill. And it really is chill out and be honest with yourself. Try to realistically, I know this might sound like corny advice, but try to be considerate and put yourself in her shoes as she's trying to do for you. And just realize that through other people's experiences, it never ends real good if you keep going down that path. So my wish for everybody out there is obviously that you know the Lord and that you literally have trust in that marriage, because the one thing that I've always said, and I've always said this, is every good trucker has a strong woman or a strong man. If you're a female trucker, you have a strong man behind you. Okay. And it takes a lot. It takes a lot to be married to an over-the-road trucker. It really does. I would not want, if Ruthann, I wanted to say this before we cut this show out, I would not have wanted to be the stay-at-home dad while you were out on the road trucking. I would not have wanted to be that person, you know, that would have drove me up a wall. You know, in fact, I thank God that I was the guy driving on the road, because I was very busy doing that. I don't know that I could have played with the kids as much as you did. And in fact, kids like Tyler, there's no way that I could have spent that much time with him without killing him. So, I mean, honestly, hats off to you for being a strong mother and a great wife. And thank you. I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to, you know, kiss your butt on the air here. I'm just being really honest. And like I said, I just want to just kind of have an honest moment here on the show. Tyler, you got anything for everybody out there?
Not really. I mean, you guys pretty much summed it up. I would say you guys as listeners learned a lot about, you know, us. And we purposely do that because, you know, we try to build a community, of a trucking family, and hopefully you guys can, appreciate that. And, you know, I'd say, you got any final last thoughts?
I think that if we could have done it back then, I think if Troy and I would have studied, scripture while we're on the road, I think that would have also made it a little bit stronger for us. Even though our marriage is good and strong, even then it still had a lot of trying that was done to it. And I think if you make sure you keep Lord in there and you study together, it would probably make it even better for you as a married couple this day and age out on the road.
Absolutely. He can make you strong anytime. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm finished with this one.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Please drive safe in these, you know, winter months and the de-icing and stuff. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.